the Desert Research Institute Foundation. And we've already called roll. So with that, we'll go to public comment. Do we have any public comment in Elko?
We have no public comment in Elko.
Thank you. Public comment in Reno?
None in Reno.
How about in Las Vegas? I see none. How about any written or voicemail? Okay, thanks. And with that, we're going to go to item number two for possible action. And I give you Mike Benjamin, the chair of the DRI Research Foundation.
Thank you. Good morning, Chair DiCarlo, Regents, guests. For the record, my name is Mike Benjamin. I am the chair of the DRI Foundation. It's been a highly productive fiscal year 2021 for the foundation. I will address administration, special events, financials, and the future. I'm pleased to share with you the achievements of this past year. Administration. The key appointment in September 2020 of Dr. Kamuda Charya as the permanent president has created a new sense of engagement and interest in the DRI Foundation. January brought a new and re-energized slate of trustees and officers to the foundation. As a group, we have been laser-focused on directing the efforts of our trustees towards and in support of the mission of Dr. Acharya. Our newly appointed trustees have brought diverse backgrounds and experiences to our group. Their passion for the work of DRI will amplify our ability to secure additional support. Sadly, over the summer, we lost a substantial pillar of our foundation, Tom Gallagher. He was a four-term trustee, leader, passionate supporter of DRI and the foundation. Tom and I worked side-by-side on the foundation for 20-plus years. Speaking on behalf of the entire DRI family, he is deeply missed. However, his legacy lives on at DRI through his generous contributions throughout the years, including his recently completed $1 million match focused on the initiative research program. Special events. In April 2021, the Nevada Medal was celebrated online for the first time in its 30-year history, and I have to say it was a global success. Chaired by fellow trustee Nora James, the hour-long program was an eye-opening broadcast into the critical work conducted by DRI scientists, all of which were improving the lives of people here in Nevada and across this little marble we call Earth. It featured the 31st Nevada medalist, Dr. Catherine D. Sullivan, and journalist James Fallows, along with many special guests from around Nevada. The virtual world premiere of Sea, Earth, and Sky, celebrating the spirit of scientific exploration, discovery, and innovation, was viewed by thousands of people in more than a dozen countries, leading to a greater awareness about the important work of DRI and increasing the existing donor base. In addition, the broadcast was aired both on Reno and Las Vegas PBS, expanding our outreach to this great state. The icing on the cake was being recognized last month by the Public Relations Society of America Las Vegas Chapter Pinnacle Awards for 6 awards, including the Best of Show, a nice recognition for the important program and the people involved in its creation. Financials. The Nevada Medal exceeded revenue projections, which were directed towards the Innovative Research Program, which provides seed funding for the work of our scientists at DRI. Gifts and contributions were the primary source of the revenue for the foundation, which increased by 40% over the prior year. However, the sale of 2 pieces of property in northern and southern Nevada amplified our success. We received a clean audit in the year 2021. The foundation's net financial position on June 30, 2021 was $3,091,368, and in 2020, it was $1,818,581. I am proud to present that change in net position reflects the proactive efforts of our trustees and represents a positive increase of $1,272,770. The revenues in 2021 were $2,058,619, and in 2020, they were $899,828. The total expenses in 2021 were $785,842, and in 2020 were $1,071,479. Moving into 22, we are in a very strong position. The new fiscal year is underway, and as I enter my second year as chair, I'm excited to share with you the fiscal year and what it's starting to look like. The Advancement Office has been strengthened and expanded by the hiring of Kristen Bergarello, Advancement Director, and Julie Matthews, Director of Donor Engagement and Foundation Manager. Together, these experienced professionals are focused on increasing overall giving at DRI and expanding the donor pool. We continue to identify and approach potential new trustees to join